question than the answer, so. But isn't that the way I always do it? Revelation 3 and 8 says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Then we go to Revelation 3 and 20. It says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. So one scripture, he's got an open door. The next scripture, he's at the door and he's knocking. So there's a closed door in there. It just depends on the direction you go and know, isn't it? Jesus is the door. And he's knocking on the door of our hearts, isn't he? And it's up to us to take that opportunity. And what does it say? I will come to him and will sup with him and he with me. But I'm thankful that God, he has, through the years, given all of us opportunities to do the Lord's will. Jesus made a statement, and one time he said, the disciples said, Lord, that mother and sisters, I think it might have been some brothers, you know, they want your attention. He looked at him and said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? He said, it's to him that doeth the will of the Lord. Pretty much in a nutshell there, isn't it? Anyway, I'm thankful to be here, and if the Lord calls me to Cayman Islands, I'll see who wants to go with me.
I guess it's time that I had to meditate on the Lord and everything. And I was driving this weekend in this rain, and I saw a little animal slither across the road. I couldn't even tell what it was. It hugged so close to the ground, and I thought, that animal looked like it was in fear. You know, it was hiding, and the cars coming across the road would maybe hit them anyway, but they're also in fear of other animals out there. You know, this is a ruthless kind of world, really. It's everything's out to eat everything and hungry, and, you know, it's kind of scary out there when you're out on the road alone driving. And but I just thought, you know, without God, we're like those animals. We're kind of in fear, and without God, we wouldn't have mercy. We wouldn't have hope, and it would be very fearful. I think about different ones that we love that go through captivity, and they're put in a position that they can't have their freedoms, and that kind of makes us feel like animals, you know, like we're caged. Or I know Steve went through a period of his life like that, and I didn't really realize what he suffered. I saw a program on TV about the prisons in Indiana, and I don't know how he stood it. I don't know how he stood it. But I know that God was with him, and he found the Lord there. He dealt with his heart there. And God put a covering over Steve. I said, how did you survive that? He said, well, I survived it because God, I turned to the Lord. He said, I couldn't have without him. And I said, well, I believe it because I know that the program that I saw, somebody cut somebody, and they try to keep stuff down like that, but then you can't reach out and get help because if you do, other people will take it out on you. And then, so, but anyway, I think people were kind of scared of Steve because he clung to the Lord. And that can, people that don't understand God, that's fearful to them. And really, that's what God wants us to do, is fear him. And, but I was just thinking when I saw that little animal, I thought, that animal acted so afraid. I've never seen it. It kind of horrified me. It scared me. Because I thought, well, if he's that scared out there, it's we live in a very dangerous world. And this little boy that was in this flood and his boat turned over, and I just pray for that family. I think that's so tragic. And who knew the day before that he wouldn't be with them the next day, you know. I'm so thankful God's making me more aware of other people's needs above my own, because you talk to somebody one day, you don't know if they're going to be here the next day or not. So that could be very important. You know, they could be very important. And a lot of times we take that for granted. We take our moments in life for granted. But anyway, I'm thankful to be here in church. I missed service this weekend. I did miss everybody. I thought about everybody this weekend. I thought, now, sometimes I'm busy and I can't get to church, and I'm taking care of stuff that seems like nobody else can do, and I'm praying God will take care of it for me so I won't have to be so involved with everything and take care of other things so much. And he's helping me. He is helping me. And I think that things are going to get better. And I did miss everybody this weekend, and I thought about everybody, and I thought, well, I told my daughter, I said, we're not having church this weekend. She said, well, where's everybody going to be? And I said, well, I said, there probably some people are going to finish moving, you know, getting some things done. I said, they've been trying to move and be faithful and everything. It's been really hard on them. And she said, well, that's fun. She said, and you're not going to go to church. I said, well, I missed last weekend, so no, I'm not going to make it this weekend. And I said, but some of the people are working at Riverfest, I heard. And, you know, my grandchildren went there, and I hope they ran into them. I'm real glad they did a good job and everything was blessed there and that they had a good result. And, but anyway, I just wanted to say, too, I've got some very sweet neighbors. I went to invite them to something last night, actually. And my neighbor next door is a hospice nurse. And she told me, she is very, very close to the Lord. She tells real sweet things. She said, when we have troubles or something, she'll say, well, that's just the enemy coming. They're trying to destroy God's people, you know. And I thought, well, she is so sweet. I just love her. And this other lady next door, I went to give her a card, invite her. And she gave me, they had cooked pork chops out on the grill, and she gave me pork chops to carry home to Steve. And I thought, I have got some of the sweetest neighbors. I cannot believe it. I just really am thankful for that, because it could be a scary neighborhood we live in. It's kind of bad in areas, and Sister Debbie lives behind us. And I worry about her a little bit because they've had some break-ins over there. And I tried to call her this week. She called me and told me she was having trouble with her heart. And I tried to call her back, but there's no answer. So I was a little concerned about her, and I can't get her on the phone. But anyway, I'm thankful for where I'm at. I could be without God and without people that love God, and I'm so thankful. I mean, even in the world, I've got some good people around me, which I'm thankful. That's kind of a protection. And that's here in Little Rock, so I don't know why God allowed us to keep this church. I don't know why the Lord sent Brother and Sister Smith here to help us. I don't know. I don't know why we didn't have to go there. But I know that God loves us, and I've seen him pull people through a lot before. And I'm just really blessed to get to witness this. And it's like a miracle of God, I think, you know. And we're going to have we're getting a new family. And God's bringing us up a little higher in the Lord. And that's like Brother Smith talked about, the going over into the promised land, the ark, you know. It seems like we're just being protected through all this, and I'm so thankful, but it is a dangerous world out there, and without God, what is it? We're lost and undone. I mean, what will we do without the Lord? And I am beginning to really see that in my life, he does touch the little things. I used to believe that some things just happened or occurred, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time or something like that. But God is doing things that I really think he made us from cells. So he even works with the tiniest, littlest. It's the miracle of life, the two cells joining. He worked in that. I mean, he really does care. Like Brother Smith, like y'all said, he really does care even that much. And he works even that much. We don't understand why this man and this woman got together over in Dominican Republic. But, you know, honestly, God is maybe working a miracle to save two people that maybe wouldn't have a chance, wouldn't have a way. Brother Green's alone, and this lady's been left alone. That's, you know, it's hard. But I love the Lord. I'm thankful to be here tonight. And I can't believe I'm still here, really. This is a miracle to me that we're all each still here. God is so precious and wonderful. He's brought us a long way, and he's going to carry us a long way further. I'm just thankful for the life he's given us, and that I've got to meet some wonderful people in the Lord, and I'm thankful for what everybody's doing here. I want to be more included as I can be. I don't know exactly how to fit in. I didn't come from here, but I know that none of us, all of us are God's people, and we're different and separate. But he brought us all together as a family, and I know there's something I can do here, and I want to find a place, because I know God loves me, and I know he brought me here for something special, and my son-in-law, he left my daughter when they had the wreck. And I think I failed him because I was going through a very troubled time at that time, and I think I wasn't aware of what to do. But I see things so clear now about what I should have done. And I feel like I've heard some people, which I never meant to, so I know God's merciful. I know he'll give me a chance to apologize or to make it right. He was an alcoholic, and I didn't understand it. I never dealt with that before. And I thought sometimes he did things on purpose just to cause trouble. And I don't know if any of y'all have had dealings with alcoholics, but I never did, and I didn't know really how to respond to him. And he's Catholic, and I really wanted to help him. I feel like I failed him, but God is teaching me. I'm going through a learning experience. Even at my age, at 60, I'm going through a learning experience. But I'm thankful for it because I'm still able to learn. I'm still able to grow. I'm still able to feel his presence and feel his drawing and see my mistakes and try to correct them. And I pray that one day that I'll be able to make that right to him. I pray that I will. I think God is good. And like Brother Smith said, there's good in people. There's good in people. There is good. And there is the weaknesses there that we have to deal with also. And we have to look over that and love past that. I thought I could love. I thought I could love anybody. I'm so sorry. And I never dreamed that I couldn't love somebody through that. But I didn't. I don't think I didn't do right. But anyway, God will help me to learn from it. And maybe I'll understand better whenever I'm dealing with somebody that how to help them better and how to not fail them. God, forgive me if I failed anybody. Anyway, I'm sorry for this, but maybe I just need to express it. Maybe there's somebody else going through something similar. I don't know why this is coming out, but I care that much, and if I care that much, God must care so much more. So if any of y'all are going through hard times, there's a way out. There is life after hard times, and it's going to get better. It's going to get better. The sunshine is coming, the morning is coming, and it's going to get better. And I love each and every one of y'all, and when y'all go through something, my heart breaks. And I do think that God wants us to care that much about each other. I do think so. God bless each of you, and I hope you'll forgive me if I've talked too long. But I do love each of you, and I am going to find my place here. And I'm going to work harder, and I'm going to do more as long as God gives me life. As long as I have life, I'm going to live for the Lord. I bless each one of you. Thank you for this time.
From great riches to the poor came the Son of God to seek and save. From the azure halls of heaven to a rough and rugged cross, Jesus came, and here his life for all he gave, redeeming love, a love that knows no limits, redeeming love, a love that shall not die. my soul shall sing throughout the endless ages with choirs extolling his great love on high. From a loving to a world that knew him not, came a man of sorrows, Christ my Lord. In my wandering, he found me, bought my soul with his own blood, and gave to me peace this world could not afford. Redeeming love, a love that knows no limits. Redeeming love, a love that shall not die. Shall sing throughout the endless ages with choirs extolling his great love on high. Oh, redeeming love, a love that knows no limits. Redeeming love, a love that shall not die. My soul shall sing throughout the endless ages with choirs extolling this great love. From a loving heavenly Father to a world that knew him not, came a man of sorrows, Christ my Lord. In my wandering, he found me, bought my soul with his own blood, and gave to me a peace this world could not afford. Redeeming love, the love that knows no limits. Redeeming love, a love that shall not die. My soul shall sing throughout the endless ages with choirs extolling his great love on high. Redeeming love, a love that knows no limits.
Praise God. Let's give him a praise before we go home tonight. Pray for Brother and Sister Weaver. They're both sick and couldn't be here. Brother Jerry and Sister Sandra York went back for another load to Springfield, so they'll be on their way back home tomorrow, I think. Pray for them. Yes. Debbie Solomon, she's having a bout with cancer, a friend of Sister Smith's, good Holy Ghost girl. We've been trying to deal with them. They've even talked about moving up here, coming to see us even. They pray for her. She's young, or my wife's age, and she's been striving with cancer for some time. Precious Lord, dear God, hallelujah. God touched Debbie Solomon. Brother and Sister Weaver, oh God, these that have been mentioned, oh God, we pray. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you for the good words tonight. Your spirit, Lord, we love and appreciate you. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, precious Lord, we love you, Lord. Amen, amen. All right.